Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
On today's Saturday news, two huge returns went down on last night's SmackDown.
Two huge new matches for WrestleMania Backlash.
Why Pat McAfee's Vince McMahon segment was scrapped from SmackDown.
And Enzo Amore reveals a bizarre WWE fine. Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth Morgan to talk all things wrestling news. But before we get into it, make sure you subscribe to the video, like the video, subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all today's stories and links in the description below to each of the stories, click the timestamps and away you go. But what have we got first?
Well, as you will likely know at this point, Phil, the go back slash throwback slash they just couldn't decide what this was, but it was something about the past SmackDown, had a few little nods to said past. We had like the SmackDown fist kind of come back virtually. We had loads of just throwback moments and segments from like the best of SmackDown's history. But one of the major throwbacks that we had on this show, my favorite personal like throwback, was the return of Teddy Long. Teddy Long came out and he had his own music and everything. He did a bit of dancing backstage at one point. But he set a match up. Well, he didn't technically set the match up. He set a stipulation up, a very one-sided stipulation, I might add, for Cesaro and Seth Rollins throwdown on the throwback show. And it was if Cesaro won the match against Rollins, he got his Universal Championship shot at WrestleMania Backlash. Still sounds weird saying that. But he got that. He did. He beat him. He beat Rollins. Big spoiler. That happened. But also, kind of tying into this match, there was another return that happened just before Teddy Long's return. There's all the returns. Jimmy Uso came back. So that was big. That was big, huge stuff. We've been like speculating when that was going to happen. It felt like it was definitely in the pipelines becoming very soon. And now we've got it. And he was a little bit conflicted with his cousin, as you'd expect. He's had a lot of past, really. If you look over the last like year or so, there was like all the stuff that went down to Hell in a Cell, and it's, yeah, they got some issues to iron out, really, there. And they started trying to iron a few of them out on SmackDown, like towards the end of the night in the closing segment. Jimmy was a bit like, I'm not a fan of this, Roman. I'm gonna head off. And then everything devolved into a big old brawl, because that's what we get on wrestling. We get big old brawls. And Cesaro whooped everybody's ass. But it seemed like it was kind of a united front against Cesaro. And I think that's going to keep the family at this point together. But I think after Cesaro is dispatched thoroughly, which I believe is probably going to happen, sadly, I know we don't want that because we love our Cesaro. I think after that happens, we'll have a few more, let's say, round table therapy sessions with this family. But it's loads of good stuff, loads of great returns. That's the way you kick off this SmackDown.
Yeah, 100%. The only thing that did annoy me about the throwback, go back, whatever it was that they were using the original SmackDown logo, but the logo for the WWE logo wasn't the logo that corresponded to when that SmackDown logo was used. Really annoying.
It was weird. It was like, it's almost like they just threw it together and really didn't think it through.
Yeah. But yeah, Teddy Long back, holla, holla, player, player, etc., etc. Genuinely, one of the highlights of my career is when Teddy Long called me player. So, not gonna lie, that was very, very good.
I thought you were going to say the highlight was when he just made you go one-on-one with The Undertaker!
That would be cool. Not quite there. You didn't make it a tag team match either. But yeah, like we say, two matches announced for WrestleMania Backlash coming out of this as well. We do have Cesaro versus Roman Reigns. That match was set up with Cesaro going up against Seth Rollins, and then the Usos both came out to try and get involved in the match and make Seth win. But then Seth got annoyed that they were there and was like, stay out of my business, and pushed Jey Uso over. And then Jimmy Uso super kicked him in a bit of retaliation. And then when he got back in the ring, Cesaro hit the neutralizer and won the match. So we're getting Cesaro versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania Backlash for the Universal Championship. And we're also getting the Mysterios going up against the Dirty Dogs for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. And if the Mysterios win their belts at WrestleMania Backlash, I will never understand why they didn't just do it at WrestleMania in front of a crowd for a really, really easy, cheap crowd pop. nice feel-good moment. Doesn't make any sense to me.
And it was another one of them where they just kind of booked the match where there wasn't really a way. There wasn't a stage set on SmackDown where they won a match and earned the match. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They didn't earn it. It was just like, just okay,
an announcement.
They've been warring, so put them in the match. It's like, okay, cool. I mean, I'm up for it because I want to see the Mysterios win. Yeah. Let them win. But they should have happened at WrestleMania, like you said.
That leaves five matches now for WrestleMania Backlash. We've got those two. We've got Bobby Lashley going up against Drew McIntyre and Braun Strowman for the WWE Championship. We've got Bianca Belair going up against Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And we've got Rhea Ripley going up against Asuka and Charlotte Flair for the Raw Women's Tag Team Championship match. So WrestleMania Backlash is shaping up.
It's looking pretty good. I mean, I'm kind of getting a little bit excited about it right now. And that's, ridiculous name aside, it's looking like a pretty decent kind of B pay-per-view. It's one of those. I think there would be surprisingly excelled in those recently, last couple of, probably over the last year. I think our expectations dropped so badly after, Extreme Rules. It was like, oh, God. And then, I mentioned Hell in a Cell. That's what I mean. Hell in a Cell, Night of Champions or Clash of Champions, whatever it was. That one, they're all just unexpectedly brilliant. So hopefully this one can follow in the same vein. But speaking of things that were unexpectedly brilliant, Pat McAfee did a great impression that didn't make it onto SmackDown, the actual official show. It has got on YouTube now and it's on Twitter as well. So if you want to go and find it, please do. It's incredible. But he did an impression of Vince McMahon. He turned up in his Bentley, I think it was. And he had a voice like this. And it was just a very young Vince McMahon. With his black slick hair and no beard. Pat McAfee without a beard. I don't know how he does it, Phil. I just couldn't say goodbye to this thing. So he did that as well. But I think in real testament to the ever-changing landscape that is WWE, he took to Twitter afterwards, after the show had aired, and he said, "Tonight was going to be a memorable one. I was prepared to have no voice for weeks. Got the Bentley driven down there. Shaved my face for the first time in my life. Ideas got changed immediately after filming this, but I'm thankful I got the clip. All in all, fun night on SmackDown." So, I think there was probably going to be, that might have been the way to open the show, in another life, but I guarantee probably Vince McMahon saw the impression and went, nope, let's just put that on WWE.com instead. That's mocking me. Yeah, I thought it was great. If you've not seen it, it's just, Pat McAfee's a treasure and he must be protected at all costs.
Absolutely, yeah, it would have been good fun. Who knows why? Gotta wish if Vince McMahon didn't like it, maybe. But they still put it out on social media, so he can't have hated it that much. I don't know. Who knows? Speaking of ridiculous WWE things, Enzo Amore has revealed... this is just a stupid story that I basically just wanted to say. It's not really news, it's just fun. Basically, Taz tweeted out that he just farted. That's not the story. There's more to it than that.
That could just be the story, though. That's okay.
In reply to this, Enzo Amore wrote that he got fined $250 once for that in promo class. The most expensive fart in the history of the business. So he got fined $250 for trumping in promo class.
That's frightening. For a man who absolutely adores toilet humour like Vince McMahon, that's just astounding. Double standards. Absolute double standards. That's just... this is what we've become, Phil.
I know.
It's Saturday. Farts. Yeah. All the fun. All the flatulent fun on a Saturday.
But let's end it with some Twitter questions. There's probably no flatulence in there, though. The first one comes from Dustin Sensenig, who says, "Hey guys, would it be beneficial or distracting if SmackDown were to try the picture-in-picture like AEW and NXT? I'm assuming this is during the advert."
Yeah, I've got a bit of a storied history with picture-in-picture. If you do watch NXT Ups and Downs, I have my I Want It segment where I just kind of take the mick out of them because it just detracts you from the action. So now I've become obsessed with just picking out my favorite advert that's distracting me and I distract you with it. So it's... I don't know. I find them a bit just... I don't mind if you're going to just cut away for an advert, cut away and then come back to the action because I'm solely focused on the action. When you've got the picture in picture, it's a bit like, oh, this stuff is important, but it's not important enough to be the sole focus of attention. Does that make sense? So you just... Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, when you come back from the break, they'll show you the important stuff that happened in the picture in picture stuff again. So it's a bit like, well, what was that for then? I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah, well, it's historically, TV wrestling has these moments put in there specifically for commercial breaks where they know they're on commercial break and therefore they don't really do a lot. They're just a bit of a heat segment, and it's there for a reason. So you don't really miss a lot by losing the picture-in-picture. But I assume it all comes down to money. I assume advertisers like it because it keeps people around instead of flicking around the channels. So if it keeps people watching, then I guess I'm okay with it.
And I will continue doing my I Want It segment to just laugh in the face of it.
The next question comes from Jake, who says, if you could pick one wrestler from either Raw or SmackDown and move them to NXT full-time, who would you choose?
Well, we can't say Daniel Bryan now because he's not part of WWE. That's depressing, we think. It is a tough one. I think for the sheer, just doing like a lap of NXT for the women's division right now, give me some Sasha Banks in NXT. I know we saw a little like taste of it with the Io Shirai stuff last year, but put her in that ring with Raquel Gonzalez and I will give you my heart. Not money, I will give you my heart because that would just be magnificent, Phil.
Beth, there is a lot that she could do down there as well. So many good matchups. Candice LeRae, just anyone versus Candice LeRae. Huge fan of Candice LeRae. I was going to say Daniel Bryan, obviously, but that's out of the question. Maybe a Kevin Owens. I think he'd do a really good run down in NXT. Who else have they got?
He'd put over Ever Eyes at least. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go with Kevin Owens. Just like one run, year down there. Loads of great matchups. Teach everyone how to cut a promo and then go back up to the main roster.
Yeah, I would not complain with that. I'd make it the KO show for a year.
Yeah. And the final question comes from CM Chonk, who says, since you and Wilborn always get stuck streaming the live events anyway, is there a reason you guys don't try and get into the Thunderdome? I've never actually thought about doing that for the live events, but that could be kind of entertaining. Just me and Wilborn live streaming and also just being on the Thunderdome streams at the same time. So I might pitch it to Wilborn for WrestleMania Backlash and see if we can get on. Although I don't know if the Thunderdome thing is closed for WrestleMania Backlash, but we might try it for one going forward. Why not?
I'd watch that. I think that'd be really cool. And it's just, you just kind of see you guys chatting away, doing your thing, but then seeing it in the... it'd be like a weird, trippy Inception type thing.
It's like a thing in a thing.
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
If we can hold some signs up, we'd probably get banned really quickly, let's face it.
Yeah. But that's it. It's all part of the fun. All part of the fun. Getting thrown out of the Thunderdome.
But that has been the news today. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want, you can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, like I say, like the video, it really does help. And comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, especially Enzo Amore getting fined for farting. And most importantly, though, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.